This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As of today, there may well officially be a price to be paid for convenience. Retailers are now legally allowed to pass on to you, the consumer, the fees that they have to pay credit card companies when customers pull out the plastic. Merchants have complained long and loud about those swipe fees, as they are known. And this new rule is part of a $7 billion settlement that card companies made with retailers last year, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Every time you swipe your card, the store pays the credit card company a fee, usually between 1 and 4% of the purchase. Now stores will be able to pass that fee on to consumers, but they'll have to tell them about it at checkout. Linda Sherry heads the D.C. Office for Consumer Action, a nonprofit advocacy group.
There may be discussions such as, if you use this card, we'll charge you X, but if you use your debit card, or if you pay cash, or if you pay a check, that will please us, and you'll actually get a better deal.
But it won't speed up the line. Still, most merchants probably won't charge the fee, says Jeff Leonard of the National Association of Convenience Stores.
When you look at all the consumer angst that's already going on related to fees, related to the economy, I don't think you'll see surcharging anytime soon.
And why risk angering the consumer when most of us have been unknowingly paying swipe fees all along, says banking analyst Ron Shevlin.
Most of these interchange fees have already been built into retail prices.
Shevlin says merchants have set prices higher to account for people who pay with cards. If you pay with cash, you pay the higher prices too. Still, retail consultant Michael Sansolo says retail margins are thin and credit card fees are a big expense.
If you think about the number of transactions that stores have in the course of a day or a week, it can equal their entire profit margin.
Last year, merchants paid an estimated $30 billion in swipe fees to credit card companies. In spite of the new rule, 10 states have laws that ban the new surcharges, including New York, California, and Florida. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.